Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The country of Colombia is just beginning to rebuild from 5 decades of civil war and insurgency. The government is quietly negotiating a final agreement with the FARC rebels, negotiations going on in Havana. Today, the Colombian government takes a new step attempting to deal with its painful history. Local officials in Medellin are beginning to unearth a mass grave in one of the city's slums. Human rights groups say up to 300 bodies may be buried there. The government says it's more like 90. But the numbers matter little to the families who have gathered seeking finality for their disappeared loved ones. Joining us is Anastasia Maloney, Latin America and Caribbean correspondent for Thomson Reuters Foundation. Anastasia, who are the families and how many of them have gathered?
The families are the relatives of those who have gone missing and disappeared over the last 2 decades. There are mothers looking for their sons and daughters. There are mothers looking for their husbands and husbands looking for their wives. And these are civilians who have lived in this slum area known as Commune 13. And local human rights groups and the relatives are saying, as you just mentioned, that around up to 300 people could be buried there. And so there's going to be a short ceremony to officially announce the start of the process to undig this very large mass grave. And then tomorrow we expect the forensic teams and the heavy machinery to move in and start the digging.
How carefully does the government have to behave here? Because I suspect some of the people that are disappeared here, if not all of them, are believed to have been killed by death squads of the government, perhaps.
The relatives say that they're civilians that were victims of all the warring factions in Colombia. So government troops as well, but there's also right-wing paramilitary squads who worked closely at times with the government. And there's also people who are victims of left-wing guerrilla groups, such as the FARC rebels. So all the warring factions here are responsible, rights groups say, for burying people in this mass grave. But as you say, it's been a very sensitive topic for the government because a lot of the victims say that their sons and daughters and husbands and wives were killed by government troops. And they say it's taken such a long time for the government to move into this area precisely because they don't want to uncover what's buried below.
How might the way the government handles this determine the political future in Colombia right now?
Well, actually, the search for missing people in Colombia has been going on for many years now. Forensic teams work across the country looking for missing people. But I think what's happening in Medellin is particularly symbolic because it's been the epicenter in the past of Colombia's conflict. And it shows at least the political and government will to get to the bottom of what really happened, including people that were killed by government troops. So that is why this particular mass grave, also for its size and sheer amount of people that could be buried there, is being seen as an important event to reconcile and search for the truth during what happened in this long conflict.
Anastasia, before we go, when you talk to people in the area, has there always been a suspicion that this was a mass grave, that there was something underneath the soil?
Oh, yes. I spoke to one woman who's looking for her husband. They have long been saying that they know, they're convinced that people have been buried here over the course of 2 decades. And also they know, they've heard testimony from paramilitary warlords who demobilized. And during their criminal trials, they confessed to torturing and then burying victims here. So it's been known for many years now that this is a site that the government needs to start undigging and looking for the truth down there.
Anastasia Maloney is Latin America and Caribbean correspondent for Thomson Reuters Foundation. Thanks so much, Anastasia.
Thank you.